So steps to creating the project schedule. Let's look at that. Now we have been talking about best practices, what you need to do as an effective project schedule, factors affecting it. Now let's look at how you create a successful project schedule. Okay, to create an effective work schedule, okay, it's basically, you know, creating a nice soup, you know, it's a recipe basically. There are certain things which can be added depending on your taste, and they can be reduced depending on your liking. Okay, so very, very important that you need to ensure that the project schedule steps to create, you know, are customized or they are molded according to the requirement of your project. Okay, so each of the following task identify the what we are talking about: time, effort, resources, manpower, and other resources are, you know, basically something which you need to keep in mind, you know. So these are the things, you know, which will affect your schedule to a greater extent. Okay, these are the main, as I said, scope, time, cost are the main important things which keep on affecting the schedule. Okay, so if you look at schedule, you know, in terms of scheduling successful project, let's look at this. You know, I have listed down few of the, just a graphic, but let's look at these activities or things or steps which we need to do in detail now. So step one, define schedule activities. Most importantly, divide the entire project into discrete activities or logical activities, okay, specifically into specifically into certain activities which will be used or make a logical sense. Okay, so let's say allocate time and resources to each of them activity. Why we need to do that? Because when we assign the resources, we'll come to know, because resources also have their own calendars. Okay, calendars means work schedules. Some people work 5 days a week, some people work 6 days a week, some people work 5 days a week but they work 8 hours, some people work 5 days a week but they work 10 hours. So depending on how much resource capacity is available, your task activities completion timelines will change. Okay, so that is why it is very important to understand the resource requirement and the activities. Okay, sequence the activities. Sequencing means putting in one after another or doing in parallel. What will happen? Okay, so now in this case we talk about different ways of dependencies, different types of dependencies. One is start to start, finish to start, finish, start to finish, and finish to finish. What do you mean by that? Let me quickly explain this. Start to start is when, let's say there are three activities which are need to be completed, activity A, B, and C. When we talk about finish to start relationship or dependencies or sequencing, okay? So activities start to start means A, B, and C will start together, start to start. When activity A starts, B will start, C will start. Finish to finish, all the three activities will finish together, even though their duration might be different. Okay, let's say activity A will require 10 days, activity B 7 days, and activity C requires 5 days, 10, 7, and 5. Even though activity 1 is the longest one, and activity C is the least one, all of them will finish together. So sequencing has to be done accordingly. Okay, in start to start, all of them will start together. 10, 7, 5, A, B, C will start. Okay, finish to start means what? Once activity A finishes, activity B will start. When activity B completes, then activity C will start. That is finish to start relationship. Start to finish is a very rare kind of activity. It happens once in a lifetime, I would say. Okay, this is a very rare kind of, to give you an example, here is only when a legacy let's say you are develop your project is to develop a new state of the art software for the customer. Currently you are using a legacy software for customer interface. Now only when the new legacy software starts, then the new digital software starts, the legacy application will finish. Okay, so only when this new starts, then this will end. The legacy application uses will finish. Okay, so these are some of the ways in which dependencies will be created. Next step is estimating resources, how much of the resources are needed, funds, material, machinery, human resources, okay, everything. Estimate activity duration, analyze the critical path. What do you mean by critical path? Critical path is the longest path in your project schedule. Okay, now let me continue with the same example what we had been discussing, okay, for activity A, B, and C. Now, when we say critical path, depending on the activity dependencies, how it will affect critical path, let me explain to you. So, when you have finished to start relationship, so activity A had 10, activity B has 7, and activity C has 5. Finish to start. What will be your path to finish your work is 10 for activity A, 7 for activity B, and 5 for activity C. 10 plus 7 plus 5. Okay, it gives you 22. So your critical path requires 22 days of effort. Now, if you apply dependency which is start to start, when activity A starts, immediately activity B will start, activity C will start. In that, what will happen? Now, activity A will take 10 days, activity B will take 7, and C will take 5 days. But all of them are starting together. So, activity B and C will finish before activity A. Right? Because activity 10 A has more number of work hours or days to finish than B and C. So, your critical path will become only 10 days. Your critical path activity is A. Only when A will finish, everything will finish. Because they are being simultaneously working. Finish to finish. Finish to finish. A finishes, immediately B and C will finish. Again, same sequence, reversed way, 10. Okay, please understand this. So, critical path is the longest part in your project duration. Okay, so critical path identification is very, very important. Schedule development. Now, once you identify activities, allocate resources, the start and end times, immediately your schedule is ready. Now, this schedule also needs to be analyzed in terms of monitoring and controlling activities I'm talking about. So, results, what activity is being done, can we do it simultaneously, parallelly, throughout the project. Depending on the situation, you need to keep on adjusting the schedule. Okay, project scheduling challenges. Let's look at project scheduling challenges. What a project manager needs to do in terms of ensuring the project schedule completes on time. Adhering to schedule is a major challenge, very, very important. Okay, any delay to the task on a schedule, specifically in critical path, can affect your entire schedule. So, it needs to be tracked rigorously. Okay, so challenges, if you ask me, let's look at challenges in terms of scheduling. Most important is unrealistic deadlines. Deadlines should be realistic. Okay, to give you a simple example, let's say in a construction project, there is a certain set of time for required for setting the cement. If the cement dries quickly, it loses its strength. Okay. So, the cement needs to be kept wet. If you must have seen road construction, what they do is they create sections on the concrete road and they keep water in those sections so that the cement doesn't dry quickly. Now, you cannot squeeze this period. Okay. So unrealistic estimates or deadline is squeezing this kind of work and creating schedule which is completing work faster. No, it will give you wrong outputs and the quality will be affected. So unrealistic deadlines are one of the major concerns for scheduling. Okay, so due to unrealistic deadline, you know, set at maybe start also, schedule also can get affected. Like, you know, there is compliances, like let's say GST rollout, something like this. You are rolling out GST. So by this time, you know, work needs to be completed. Okay, but you have only maybe few days to do that. That can affect your project to a greater extent. Okay. Next is scope changes. Scope creep, I have talked about scope creep. Scope creep is something wherein the requirements are added without proper analysis or control to the project, like freebies, you know, which can lead to changes in the schedule to a greater extent. You know, scope can be, immediately when the scope gets affected, time and cost also gets affected, right? So you have to be very careful of scope creep. Request for scope creep changes or, you know, often come many times from stakeholders, and it needs to be carefully analyzed through a change control process to ensure that the right product or service is created. Okay. Change management, as I said, I have been talking about change management just now. So change management is wherein the changes are handled properly. Okay, changes are handled properly. So whenever a new change is introduced, the new change has to go through a change control process to identify what impact it will have on scope, time, cost, quality, risk, and benefits of your project. Okay, so last minute scope changes, you need to be very careful of. Okay, right. Communication deficit, lack of communication also can create challenges. If you do not, communication does not mean only verbal communication. It is like for requirement gathering also. If you are gathering a requirement, understanding the requirement also requires a project communication. So if it can lead to delays, if you do not identify the proper details about requirements, it can lead to disasters in the project scheduling. Okay, estimating task duration, underestimation of activities duration is a common issue in the project. Okay, so buffers. Okay, generally what do you mean by buffer? Buffer means if you identify the activity is going to require 10 days, but you feel that the resource which is going to work on that task might be little inexperienced, you add a buffer to that activity. So instead of 10 days, you add 2 days buffer, so it becomes 12 days. Okay, so these are buffers. So if you feel that certain contingency needs to be catered to, buffers also can be added to your project. But please be careful, buffer should not be used with a free hand, it has to be properly done. Resource availability. Availability of team members may always not always align with the project schedule. So it has to be done very carefully. Okay. Like as I said, some people, you know, some organization works 6 days a week. Some organization works 5 days a week. So what is the availability of resources? Not only human resources, but material resources also. Okay, let's say the contractor who is providing the cement for your project, construction project. Okay, what is the availability of cement with him? Also can affect how much material resources. Material in terms of cement will come to you, when it will come to you. So that needs to be properly managed. Okay, implementation dates, external factors like client management can set implementation dates. Set deadlines, implementation date, rollout date, basically. So as I said, GST implementation for your project, new GST rates implementation can affect, you know, this hardcore implementation dates can be imposed onto your schedule. So that is why many times the scheduling will happen backwards. So this is my implementation date, and for that what I need to do activities in terms of that. Okay, generally the schedule is creation is top down. You start from activity 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But in case implementation dates or deadlines are set by the customer, then backward planning also can be done. The bottom up estimation and scheduling can also be done. Okay, unknown events, new technology changes, government rules, policies changes also can affect your scheduling. Okay, again, project size, large and complex project, multiple interdependency project. As I explained to you, example of mobiles, you know, if the chip used in a mobile is created by another organization, then there can be or another project within same organization, the interdependencies become complex. Okay, because you have to communicate with the other team also who is creating the chip for the mobile. Okay, those interdependencies can make your project complex. Okay, also by nature itself, some projects are complex, like research and development, like defense project, you know, they are complex by nature. Okay, there are, you know, so many factors which align to this project that can be maybe not up to the mark for the project. Okay, so you need to take care of all this size and unknown event activities for take care of it in the schedule. Okay, client and end user are not engaged during the project. This can be a challenge. Why? Because then the communication doesn't happen, then you do not get the inputs, the feedback loop is closed. Okay, so you need to ensure that this feedback loop keeps on flowing. Okay, again, lack of project management skill on a part of project manager and project management. If they do not know how to use the scheduling or sequencing the activities, top down, bottom up approach, then God only helps. Okay, so it can lead to crashes and failure in the project. Individual work styles, cultural differences also can affect. Okay, the way people react, you know, if you are in a project which is requiring resources across the globe, that cultures, working culture might affect your project timelines. Like, you know, people who are working from say Europe, they are very particular about timing. They will adhere to 9 to 5, they work into 8 to 4. Okay, in here in India, traveling only itself will take some time, so your working hours extend beyond 9 to 5. You might work end up working 9 to 8. Okay, so all these things can matter, the culture can matter. Okay, resource competition. Okay, resource competition means many times the resource which you require also other projects require, so there can be a competing differences between different projects, and it can lead to delays or challenges in your project. Uncertain dependencies also, you know, can arise during the project scheduling. So for that, maybe brainstorming, getting an expert opinion also can help you overcome this situation. Okay, risk management is very, very important. I've been talking about, you know, scope, time, cost, but risk is also very important. Mitigating risk or repairing the risk is very, very important. Risks are uncertain. Okay, they might happen, might not happen. Okay, but once they happen, they can create havoc in your project. Okay, like, you know, in an event you planned in June first week, rain comes, then what? Okay, so risk have to be that properly taken care of to ensure that success is being achieved through the project. So vague project vision and goals also is one of the challenge which you have to look at. Inadequate team skills and lack of accountability within the project. Okay, so that completes our topic of project scheduling. We have been talking about project schedule, what are the best practices, factors, principles of project scheduling. It is crucial part because, you know, once a schedule is created, it gives you a clear picture about what you need to do from start of your project till end, from initiation to closure. Okay, so it translates basically vision into vision and objectives into a hard level activities which will create outputs for your project. So that is why कंपेयरिंग और ऑल्सो कंपेरिजन ऑल्सो सो यू कैन कंपेयर द शेड्यूल्स बाय क्रिएटिंग बेसलाइन स्नैपशॉट इन टाइम यू नो दिस इज वॉट आई हैव प्लान दिस इज वॉट आई हैव अचीव्ड सो दैट बिकम्स वेरी ईजी यूजिंग प्रोजेक्ट शेड्यूलिंग ओके सो आई होप यू हैव अंडरस्टूड द टॉपिक ऑफ प्रोजेक्ट शेड्यूलिंग लेट्स मीट अगेन विथ न्यू टॉपिक अगेन थैंक यू वेरी मच